Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Hello, my faithful followers. Hello, my beloveds. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. 4,200 dead Americans brought Iraq the right to vote. Purple finger to you, anti-win Democrats. Yet not one Pornowood producer can make a real hero movie based on real American heroism. Seems to me there are 4,761 action heroes, that's 4,200 who gave up their lives in Iraq and 561 who died in Afghanistan. Okay, so the beginning count for the Obama War on Terror is 561 in Afghanistan. And let's see how Obama bin Laden does. So, it seems to me that 4,761 action heroes out there, not counting the 40,000 wounded, get no recognition. Instead, we get a Saving Private Spielberg. We get guys like a Conehead, the pot-smoking governor of California, who kills robots and wants American laws changed so he can be Kaiser with an $18 billion deficit. Or you can watch great movies that teach you how to skin pop, smoke paraquat, stalk women and slice them up like a bloody cake. No wonder drivers never stop after they hit a baby carriage. And you know the Catholic Church has a saint for every day on the Gregorian calendar, but the only chant you will hear from the brainwashed media stooges is F reverence. They have no respect for anything. These are the people who inherited wood crap. Yes, they slid in their own feces, the filthy, dirty Democrats. Yeah, so the baronesses, they're all upset tonight. The big deal tonight is a woman had 8 kids without a husband. And the baronesses want to take away her freedom to multiply. The Leave No Child Alive Behind cult wants to limit the American herd. So there's talk about 2 per child, just like in China. You can always take anything more than that down to the Hudson River. Yeah. And hope Pharaoh's daughter finds them. Yeah, give me a break. But they love a goose crap. They welcome the flight of the geese. But children are out. And they love the goose crap until they slalom on their own lawns. This is what I call a silly communism. And tonight there's a big problem in Mexico. The government is about to fall to drug lords. And they're not telling you about it because they don't want you to get upset. I wonder how many airplanes can be hijacked from Mexico City. Want to stop the drug lords from taking over Mexico? Stop buying the crap. Oh, by the way, we won the war in Iraq. You know how I know? Because there's no election photos in Pravda, Izvestia, and the New York Slimes. Who's going broke, and the sooner the better. not to mention the Boston Globe, Newsweek, and marine killing MSNBC. Mike Isikoff will soon be turning over in his unmade grave. Yeah. Have they passed legislation yet, the Democrats, that is, quartering foreign troops? Will they have to go to the FISA court to get house-to-house search warrants for cigarettes? Will there be SWAT teams staked outside McDonald's closing in on fat kids? Will Congressman Ackerman and Congressman Nadler, two great Viet Congress mice, who voted to burn the flag of the United States, will they vote to burn the flag of Israel too? I doubt it. Chuck Heinrich Schumer now sports an American flag pin. He never wore one when Bush was president, and he also voted to burn the flag. Chuck should be wearing a nice piece of charcoal, a little briquette on his lapel. And I noticed that the radio lineup for conservative talk shows has been reshuffled now that the Obamanites are in power. It looks like a media capitulation, similar to the German statement when Hitler came to power, we are not political. 7:10 a.m. looks like they exiled O'Reilly and Dennis Miller, one to another network and one to overtake a Savage's 8 to 9 p.m. slot in New York. Whose idea was that? The politicos have been replaced by hypochondriac worship. They're doing doctor shows. We'll give you a little recipe for your gout. Yeah. You know what? I should take charge of that. I would give candy out. And the guy calls up, he's getting migraine headaches. Take only the blue M&Ms. Two Tootsie Rolls and call me in the morning. Remember when you played doctor and nurse and the most you got was a Red Hot? Dennis Miller. Oh, what else to say? 7:10 a.m. looks like they exiled O'Reilly and Dennis the Miller went to another network. In New York. Whose idea was that? The politicos have been replaced by hypochondriac worship and pet advice. They got how to worm a dog and a Democrat at the same time. And by the way, speaking of wormed Democrats, that brings me to global worming. And Detroit, Michigan has just had a record-busting cold a day. It has been the coldest since they kept records back to 1857. And already this year, they got 82 inches of snow. And they're looking for Al Gore, who won't be seen until it gets real hot. He played on our fears. He lied to us. Boy, there's a classic example of the pot calling the kettle black. Yeah, unbelievable. So, what else have we got here? Oh, yes. Dennis Miller is running a vocabulary week over at 970. A lot of inside jokes that nobody gets, but they go over big in the club car at the Westport. But the man in the street wants to hear Main Street talk. He wants to hear, how you doing? Yeah, and 911, we forget nothing. That's what the man in the street wants to hear. I have a calendar on my toilet seat, on the back of the toilet, and it's you tear a page off, you learn a new word every day, and you know what skylarking is? Skylarking is when you run up and down on the rig of a ship. See, I learned that, but you don't see me going around saying Dennis Miller is skylarking. So let's see what else. Did you know that some 911 victims went to Gitmo to see the enemy and they came away feeling sold out by their country? It won't make the news, but they'll show you a picture at the Super Bowl of Bruce Springsteen, the boss. I don't know what he's the boss of. He's not the boss of me, dressed as Pocahontas. And did you see the anti-Catholic ad at the Super Bowl for commie Ron Howard's crap movie designed to sway people of goodwill into believing in Ron's God? He worships the god Baal. Did you ever see the movie Samson and Delilah with Victor Mature, where they put Samson's hands between the two pillars and he brings down the temple? That's Ron Howard was the one that got crushed in that movie. And did you know that the Marine killing NBC would not allow a pro-life ad to air? It was against company policy. And the good news tonight is Macy's is laying off 7,000 people after spending a fortune, okay, when they should have been trying to get buyers to come into their place of business. They turned people off with their anti-Christmas message. They eliminated the words Merry Christmas. Instead, they gave us believe. One word in all their ads, believe. Believe what? In credit cards. I believe you're going to lay off 7,000 people? Schmucks. You want to make an issue? You pay the consequences. Yes. So God-forsaken Macy's, who made a fortune on Christian shoppers, has laid down with Target, who's also losing money, and Target, who denied the Salvation Army bell ringers a place on in their parking lot. They shoot them away. Take your Jesus thing and get out of here. And so they took the customers too. Where'd the guy with the kettle go? I want to put in not only my coupons. Yeah, unbelievable. Now they can all cry in their lattes with Starbucks, who told the USMC when they got a letter from the boys in Iraq saying how much they liked the coffee, they said that we're not sending you any because we don't support the war. Well, guess what? We don't support you, Starbucks. Stick that in your latte. And from now on, you'll be known as Star Broke. I have no sponsors, so I can call for boycotts. I'm not afraid. I'm dauntless. And let me ask you a question. If a recycled can is worth a nickel, how come Pepsi does not have In God We Trust on the cans? It's on the nickel. Bartender, play Jingle Bells. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. And speaking of players, we got a Super Bowl coming up. Let's have a little Super Bowl music. The Steelers are the favorites and the Cardinals are the underdogs. But being a deeply religious person, I have to go with the Cardinals. I just hope they get a papal blessing. Somebody sent me a couple of notes on the both teams, and they're both affiliated with religion. There's a guy named Brian Rooney, who is a director of communications for the Thomas More Law Center, and he's also on the board of directors of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Arizona Cardinals are owned by the Bidwell family, and they have a strong Christian faith. And they've been friends with the Rooney family literally since the founding of the NFL. Kurt Warner, the quarterback of the Cardinals, is known for starting every interview by thanking God. Troy Polamalu, the long-haired free safety for the Steelers, said at a Super Bowl media day, "I feel like faith is the foundation of everything I do on the field and off. It determines how you live your life when you love God." Steelers defensive end Aaron Smith says he relies on his faith and prayers to God, along with a men's ministry book, The Samson Syndrome, as his five-year-old son Elijah battles leukemia. "My prayers are thanking the Lord for every moment I get to raise him." Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said, "First and foremost, I want people to know who I am and what the most important thing in my life is, and that's my relationship with Jesus Christ. Football is what we do, faith is who we are all the time." And Brian Rooney commented that, "My grandfather Art Rooney went to church every single day, no matter where he was or how important any single game may be. He always interacted with the players and everyone else in the organization. His faith was infectious and still sets the tone for the team today. Before every game, we have a family mass. In fact, I get to go to Tampa on Saturday, and the first place I will be is the Saturday family mass before the big game." Rooney went on to say, "I remember as a young boy that after every game, no matter how big, the team would come into the locker room, take a knee, and recite the Lord's Prayer. Only after the prayer would coach Chuck Knoll, another man of great Christian faith, say his post-game comments." Former Indianapolis head coach Tony Dungy was a Steelers player and assistant coach then, and Knoll's quiet faith and leadership shaped Coach Dungy's. It's no accident that Coach Mike Tomlin, a protege of Coach Dungy, leads the team in line with how Knoll and Dungy led. This has been the Steelers' way, the Rooney way, which is really founded upon the rock of our Christian faith. No matter who wins the game on Sunday, the Bidwells, Rooneys, and many players on both sides will give thanks to God after, and this says more about our country than the game itself." I just thought I'd give you that little bit because you're going to see somebody at halftime who they got there? Bruce Springsteen? He'll probably do something embarrassing to mankind. We'll be right back. I think you're going to see with the election of Obama bin Laden that the military is going to be on a hit list. And it's going to be subtle in the beginning, and then it'll come on like gangbusters. I happen to be reading Reader's Digest, and they had an article on battlefield chaplains. And did you know that Pope John the 23rd was a chaplain in the Italian army? And he was also a medic. How's that, huh? He was in World War I. But the story that caught my eye is a story about a Reverend Jose Del Toro. He was serving in Kirkuk Air Force Base in Iraq when he was called on to anoint the body of a 24-year-old service gal who died when a mortar hit at the building in which she was kept guard. When he responded to the call and moved to the anoint her hand, he saw that her hand was missing. What moved me was that she was serving her country on her way to the convent, says Del Toro, who has been in the Air Force for 5 years and is currently assigned to Misawa Air Base in Japan. Her biggest wish was to become a nun. So you see, the balance of citizenship and heaven. How we care for earth and we care for heaven as well. This girl never got her wish to join the convent, but for sure she did give her life as Christ gave his life for us. So when you see these sperm whales, these communist implants that are going to be going after the U.S. military for sexual assault hearings and trying to take down the military, just remember that there are decent people in the military, and do not let them degrade the overall image of the U.S. military. And anybody who does that is a traitor. I just saw some hearings take place, and I never seen so many phony bastards in my life. One guy who claimed to represent like a civilian review board, he couldn't last a one day in basic training. Yet he is going to be an overseer, and he is going to be a judge of people in the military. No way. That's the best way to take down the military. You want to destroy the military? You want to do what Clinton did? You want another 9-1-1 on your hands? Obama will not have the luxury of time. Clinton had the luxury of time. He gave bin Laden 8 years to get ready. Obama won't have that luxury. So be careful what you do to the military. Somebody sent me this. It's called "The Dems Have Got Your Back and Not to Worry." I got it on the 27th of January. And it says, December the 12th, 2007, U.S. House passes resolution supporting Christmas and Christianity. We got to pass a resolution to support Christianity. Isn't that great? Yesterday we informed you the U.S. House was considering a resolution recognizing the importance of Christmas and the Christian faith. We are pleased to report that the resolution passed by a vote of 732-9. Remember that count, 732-9. 9 members voted against the resolution. 10 refused to support it by voting present. That's an Obama tactic. See how he votes present when Ahmadinejad sends a nuke into Iraq. And 40 other members did not vote. These are all negative people. But the 9 members who voted against the Christmas resolution were all Democrats, Ackerman from New York, Clark from New York. New York has the worst representation. There are more traders in New York than, I think we're only beat by California. DeJet from Colorado, Hastings from Florida, Lee from California, McDermott, well, that's Baghdad McDermott. He went and licked Saddam's boots out of Washington. He's the number one trader. Scott from Virginia, Stark from California, and Woosley from California. The 10 who answered present without entering a vote were also Democrats. Conyers, who's an out-and-out right communist, and he wanted to impeach President Bush. Barney Frank, he's a terrible person. Holt from New Jersey, Payne from New Jersey. New Jersey has nothing but losers. Pence from a Republican from Indiana. Schakowsky from Pennsylvania. I never seen this guy do any good. Schwartz from Pennsylvania. And Wasserman Schultz. Never trust a woman with two last names. Welsh from Vermont. Well, Vermont is the first state to join the Warsaw Pact. And Yarmouth from Kentucky. I'm worried about Kentucky. They got guys like Mitch McConnell, who's supposed to be the spokesperson for the Republican Party, and he voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. I don't trust Mitch McConnell. As a matter of fact, I think the time is coming when we're going to have to split from the Republican Party and stand alone, because the Republicans are too quick to jump over to the Democrat side. And if you look in New Hampshire tonight, there's a Republican senator that has been bribed with a position in the Obama sucker cabinet, to be Secretary of Commerce. And if he takes the job, word has it that the Democrat governor of New Hampshire will appoint a Democrat, and that gives the party of death a runaway control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. You won't have a leg to stand on. You're going to be a witness to the takeover of a communist coup d'etat in the United States. And it's coming, and it's been building for years, and this is their day. The American protective wall is coming down. So, I just want, and Ackerman voted to burn the flag, by the way. And all of those guys who voted no, all voted to burn the flag, the American flag. So not only do they hate God, they hate their country too. And they're also pro-choice butchers. So, having said that, I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to give you a little music, and then I'm going to tell you about Asura. That's the big Iranian holiday, and so that you will learn who you are dealing with, because Obama thinks that he can walk into the lion's den dressed as a lamb and sing Kumbaya without having his throat cut. But you know what? He'll never have his throat cut, but you'll have yours cut at his expense.
We're closing the show, folks, and next time we're on, we'll talk about Asura. We'll close with the Jolson number.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing it is song time. Running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in CIX. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The world will be among the hosts here. The IXI even know my mammy.